Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Dvarim, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Tes. Now Moshe Rabbeinu had just reminded Klal Yisrael of their request to send spies, and the outcome of that, Hashem decreed that no one would be entering Eretz Yisrael except for Kalev and Yeshua. And now we're right in the middle of what Hashem said, V'tapchem asher amartem, and about your children that you had said, L'vaziyah, that they're going to be taken captive, Uvnechem asher lo yadu hayom tevra, and about your sons, and on that day they didn't know the difference between good and bad, Hema Yavayu Shama, they're going to come there, says Hashem, V'lahem et nena, and to them I'm going to give them the land, V'hem Yerushua, and they're going to inherit it, V'atem, and you, Penulachem, turn around, Usua Midbar, Derech Yamsof, and travel through the Midbar by the way of the Yamsof, meaning Hashem was telling them that they're going to have to turn around and now travel through the Midbar instead of going to Eretz Yisrael. And now Moshe Rabbeinu picks up and says, V'atanu V'atem Re'elai, and you spoke up and you said to me, Chatanu L'Hashem, Anachnu Na'alev V'Nolchamnu, we've sinned to Hashem, we want to go up and fight them, K'chol Asher Tzivanu Hashem L'Kenu, just like Hashem our God has commanded us, V'tach Gru'ishas Klim L'Chamtoi, and everyone girded himself with their weapons of war, V'atahinu L'Alei Zahara, and you prepared to go up to the mountain. B'vayim Hashem Elai, Hashem said to me, Amar L'Hem, tell them, Lo'i Ta'alu V'lo'i Tilachamo, do not go up and do not fight them, Ki Inani Bekir B'chem, because I am not in your midst, V'lo'i Tinog V'lufnei Avechem, so you shall not be struck in front of your enemies, V'adabar Aleichem, and I spoke to you, V'lo'i Shematam, you didn't listen, V'tamruz Pi Hashem, and you rebelled against the word of Hashem, V'tazidu V'talu Ha'ara, and you willfully went up to the mountain, V'yetzu Amari Hayeshe B'hara Hulik Raschem, and the Amari that dwelled on that mountain, they went out to greet you, V'yirdvu Aschem, and they chased you, Kasher Tasana Advarim, just like bees do, V'yaksu Aschem B'seir An Charma, and they struck you in Seir up until Charma. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Dalad. What does that mean, Kasher Tasana Advarim? Madvar Zos, just like a bee, K'shehim Maka Esu Adam Yad Mesa, when it stings someone, that bee dies right away. Afhem, so to them, K'shehayu Nagim Achem, when they touched you, Yad Mesim, they died right away. But back to Chomash Pasuk Mem, hey, V'atashuv V'atifku L'fnei Hashem, you returned and you continued crying in front of Hashem. V'loi Shem Hashem B'kelchem, but Hashem did not listen to your voice. V'loi Hazin Aleichem, and he didn't hearken to you, he didn't lend you an ear. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem, hey, V'loi Shem Hashem B'kelchem, kaviyachol, as if it were possible, Asisa Midas Rachamov, you took his Midas Rachamim, his attribute of mercy, ki'ilu achzari, and you made it as if it were cruel, meaning as if Hashem couldn't hear you. But back to Chomash Pasuk Mem, Vav, V'teshvu B'kadishamim Rabim, you dwelled in Kadesh many days, kayamim asher yishavtem, the same amount of days that you dwelled. Now the Pasuk's a little bit cryptic, what does that mean, kayamim asher yishavtem? So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem, Vav, V'teshvu B'kadishamim Rabim, yud tes shana, you dwelled there for 19 years. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, kayamim asher yishavtem, just like the days that you dwelled, b'shar masayis, in all the other masayis, all the other journeys, v'hemayu lamed ches shana, altogether the journeys were 38 years. Yud tes mehem asu b'kadesh, 19 of them were in Kadesh, v'yud tes shana, and the other 19 years, ha'olchem metarfim v'chazu l'kadesh, they wandered all around the place, and then they came back to Kadesh, k'mo shenemar, like it says, v'yanim b'midbar, kach matzasi b'seder olam. So when the Pasuk says, kayamim asher yishavtem, that means you were in Kadesh the same amount of time that you were wandering all around the Midbar. But back to Chomesh, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'nefin, then we turned, v'nisa midbar derech Yamsof, and we traveled to the Midbar by the way of the Yamsof, kasher dibar Hashem Eloi, just like Hashem said to me, v'nasav es harseir yamim rabim, and we traveled all the way around harseir many days. Let's see, Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, v'nefin v'nisa midbar, ilu loichatu, if they would not have sinned, hayu ivrim derech harseir likonis laretz min dremel tzvaynei, they would have went right through harseir to go from its south all the way to the north on the way to Eretz Yisrael. U'b'shil shekilkulu, because they sinned, hafchul tzad midbar, they had to turn towards the midbar, shehu ben yamsof l'drem mishal harseir. It's in between the yamsof south of harseir, v'holchu etzel dremim min amarv l'mizrach derech yamsof. And they went along its southern border from the west all the way till the east by the way of the yamsof. Derech yitzias mitzrayim, this is the same way they left mitzrayim, shehu mekzay dremis maravis, because it's in the southwestern corner, and misham hayu hoichum tzad mizrach, from there they went towards the east. Banasav es harseir, and we went around harseir, kol dremim along its entire southern border on Eretz Mayav until the land of Mayav. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah, continuing to learn what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.